Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. The goal to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to do so on your radio using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty. That is our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you, Sam. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. There is so much to discuss, so little time. Let's just dig right in. Ron Paul wrote an incredible column at ronpaulinstitute.org. It's usually at campaignforliberty.org, but Campaign for Liberty is going through a few, pardon our dust, renovations on the website. So for now, go to ronpaulinstitute.org for this incredible column by Ron Paul. Gun control debate ignores the real problems. Incredible stuff from Ron Paul, as always. Lowell?
The way his column begins, Sam, reminds me of what you always say. Now, see if you can pick out your sentiment from his opening statement. Quote, gun control advocates claim to or continue to claim that only restrictions on gun ownership will keep people safe from mass shooters and other criminals. However, good people with guns can stop bad people with guns, and bad people will still have guns despite gun control laws, end of quote. Sam, what?
Yeah, and my response is whenever somebody psychotic goes off with a gun, they just rage and kill and destroy and cause trouble until a good guy with a gun stops them every time. Now, it's the cops, oftentimes, or a security guard, oftentimes. But we got to wait for those people to get in place. How much better would it be if citizens who were on the scene at the very second had a gun, a good guy stopping the bad guy with a gun? It's called a shoot us not, a rape me not, a rob me not, a whatever. It's the great equalizer in the hands of the honest, moral, good people, which, by the way, are the overwhelming majority. Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. And you said it so well. It's always the good guy with a gun that stops the bad guy with the gun. In fact, you know, while listening to another podcast last week, Sam, it hit me, you know, that the people in Canada and Australia, they've had much tougher lockdown controls. You know, a lot more brutality imposed upon them, the violence and so forth from police and so-called peacekeepers. I think those people, particularly in Australia, you know, and the truckers in Canada had, a lot worse situations than we here, you know, in the U.S. have. And why is that? Well, I kind of think it's because people in those countries don't have guns. Right. I mean, because of the strict gun control measures enacted there in Australia and Canada and other places around the world, the people don't have guns. And so I think the police are more willing, more able to impose their brutality and their violence on the people because they know they're not going to get shot. You know, it reminds me of a commercial that I saw decades ago, where the commercial had this big pile of guns. I'm talking like a mountain of guns, like a story high. And there's a big, you know, crusher machine grabbing the guns in claws and then just destroying the guns, right? And there was a warning along with that commercial that said, don't let that happen in America. And it just seems to me that, you know, yeah, you're exactly right. We can't let this happen in America. And if you still have guns in your country, wherever you are, don't let it happen there either. Because, you know, without guns, you cannot stop the violence that your government wreaks, you know, down on you as a people. And throughout history, you know, government kill far more people than common criminals. I mean, that's a fact.
That's an important statistic. And Ron Paul highlights several other vital statistics that are important, Lowell.
He continues saying that states with constitutional carry, quote, have lower homicide rates than states with more restrictive gun laws, end of quote. In fact, that reminds me of one of my favorite columns in the New American magazine called Exercising the Right, meaning the right to keep and bear arms. You know, I whenever I get my copy of the New American every 2 weeks, that's one of the first places I go to read about, you know, attempted home invasions, attempted homicides, burglaries, and theft, and so forth, where the target of the crime who has a gun is able to thwart the crime. You know, and sometimes merely brandishing the weapon changes the minds of the would-be thugs. Other times it takes a slug in the body to change the mind. But, you know, being armed and ready for anything is very important. So I really like that New American Magazine column. But back to the Ron Paul column, warns us about red flag laws. Such laws, he says, quote, allow law enforcement to confiscate an individual's guns based on a report that the individual poses a threat to the public safety. Red flag laws allow government to restrict the exercise of a constitutionally protected right without due process, end of quote. Now, Sam, I once heard Georgia Congressman Paul Brown say he would never vote for a legislative measure unless it meets four different tests, right? So he always has in his mind four tests. Number one, is it moral and good? Number two, is it constitutional? Number three, do we need it? And number four, can we pay for it, right? Those are four really good questions that every legislator ought to ask himself when considering a piece of legislation. Well, I think, Sam, I think that the red flag laws fail every single one of the four questions. We know it fails question number two because it would deprive someone of their right to keep and bear arms without due process. But it also fails number three. Do we need it? No, we don't need it. You know, we have citizens who can protect themselves, right? So, and it just seems to me that those are really, really good questions for any legislators who are listening to this show. Really good questions. Is it moral? Is it constitutional? Do we need it? And can we pay for it? Any comment about that, Sam? Paul Brown's questions that he asks himself whenever he considers a piece of legislation?
I think they're absolutely brilliant. They're very simple. Is it moral and good? Is it constitutional? Do we need it? Can we pay for it? That litmus test certainly is one of the keys to the exercise. And hey, 90% of the government go away if you follow those rules. I would add two more simple rules, though. Don't hurt me and don't take my stuff, is kind of providing greater clarity. Obviously, that's the moral point that he's making. But I kind of like that because it clarifies, really, if you don't hurt people and don't take their stuff, and if you always look for moral and good things, and if you say, is it constitutional, then you say, hey, do we need it and can we fund it? You know, you really put things in perspective in a meaningful way. I think he's right as rain. And Ron Paul basically then highlights about the gun control debate. He says it ignores the root causes of rising violence, which is, and it goes exactly into the first point that the Georgia Congressman Paul Brown says.
That's right. Quote, talking about the root cause of rising violence, he says this, quote, which is a symptom of the decline of traditional morality, which has been replaced with a nihilistic philosophy that denies moral law and natural rights, end of quote. And so you're right, Sam. It does. You know, Paul Brown's very first question, is it moral? It speaks to this point that Ron Paul is making, that the rise in violence really is a natural result or natural outcome from this nihilistic philosophy that seems to be growing in this country, this philosophy that denies moral law. You know, you and I, Sam, we'd probably state the root cause in another way, which is, you know, turning away from God or ignoring God or maybe refusing to believe in God, something like that. That's
or obey his commandments.
The rise in violence. Yeah, failure to obey
commandments. Yeah, obeying his commandments, right?
Yeah. So it's a belief in God that helps to guide one's thoughts and actions, Sam, as you well know, and it leads to a respect for an individual's inalienable rights to life, liberty, and property, right? A simple belief in God is what leads people to respect others' rights, inalienable rights to life, liberty, and property.
Now, the gun control debate, what I find interesting is if you ask Paul Brand's four questions relating to gun control, do they have the right, or, you know, should we allow them to take our guns or restrict our gun rights is the question. And you think about his four questions, right? Okay, he's going to vote against it unless it meets these four things. Is it moral and good to take guns away from the good guys to protect themselves? No, it leaves them vulnerable. It's not moral or good. They have a God-given inalienable right to protect themselves. Is it constitutional? Of course not. The Second Amendment says thou shalt not be infringed. There's no opinions or buts about that. Do we need it? No, we don't. In fact, we see that the more guns are in a society by the good people, the less these things occur. Can we pay for it? Of course not. We're $31 trillion in debt. And if you say, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, then you get into a situation where, hey, they don't obey that. But we might need a little help, the great equalizer, the gun, to stop them. The Second Amendment to say, look, you're not going to hurt me and you're not going to take my stuff. I'll ask politely, but if you insist, I'll equal the playing field. And that's critical to understand. And Paul Brown's guidance, perfect on this, ladies and gentlemen. Sad part about it is the United States has been destroyed by its ruling elites. An incredible column at LouRockwell.com. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll talk about it with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, in seconds on your radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
My name is Christian Knuckles. Donald Trump is God's man. Evidence. He is being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Matthew 5:10. DeSantis is God's man, fighting the beast at Disney. Walt Disney was God's man. Look how the beast swarmed to buy Walt Disney upon Walt's death. They turned Walt Disney Incorporated into the Whore of Babylon. They turned the New Jerusalem, America, into Mystery Babylon, Revelations 12. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com. Back to Lowell Nelson, the ruling elite of destroyed America, Paul Craig Roberts, LouRockwell.com, doing a phenomenal job, Lowell.
And his whole column is there at the LouRockwell.com. But I don't want to talk about the whole thing, just a couple of points, a couple of paragraphs that I really believe are important. We need to discuss them. The column is an interview, actually, so he addresses a variety of topics. But in answer to a question about illegal immigration, Paul Craig Roberts explains that Biden is spending billions to protect Ukraine's borders, but not a dime to protect U.S. borders. In other words, the Democrats, he explains, are watering down the white majority population with Hispanic and black immigrants to destroy the ethnic basis of the state. But then he says something that is the first point I really want to highlight. Quote, as the Democrats control the major cities in most states and thereby the election rules and vote counting, it doesn't matter how people vote. As Stalin said, the only thing that matters is who counts the votes. Only a total fool would expect Democrats to count votes that gave victory to Republicans, end of quote. Boy, Sam, that is a sobering statement, and sadly, I must agree with him. Unless the state legislatures take seriously their responsibility set forth in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 1, which says, the quote, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. Right? And so, you know, I really believe that if the legislatures of the states, particularly those in the six battleground states from the 2020 election, if they, and some of them are trying to do this, they're trying to specify, right, the times, places, and manner of holding the elections in a more precise way so that they thwart the all of the fraud that comes along with mail-in ballots, all of the fraud that comes with, you know, absentee voting and this the lack of chain of custody and so forth. So I see that some progress is being made there, but, you know, Paul Craig Roberts is saying, look, if we don't change anything, then we'll never get an accurate count on our elections again.
You're right about that. And he brings up this interesting point, too. When you hear him say this, the Democrats are watering down the white majority population with Hispanic and blacks, immigrants, or you could say illegals, to destroy the ethnic basis of the United States. Now, at first that sounds like a racial statement. It sounds bigoted. But what I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, is this. We're talking about illegals that they're trying to push to have a right to vote. We're talking about people who don't understand, they're not educated to understand the proper role of limited government based on the founders. They don't understand that in our government, we look to God first. Government serves the people. The whole affairs are different from other nations. And so when you bring in illegal people who their first interest to the country is breaking the law, and then you have them vote and they don't have any understanding about the checks and balances, about due process, about the rule of law, about the three branches of government and the checks and balances that are supposed to occur, the different jurisdictional realities between the federal government and the states. Okay, you've got a recipe for disaster. It's not that that black person over there or that brown person over there is bad because they're black or brown. It is that they don't understand the Christianity that undergirds the United States. They don't understand the Christian principles that really means we the people are self-governed based on God's laws, the Ten Commandments. And that's why our country works so well. That's why the principles of freedom are embodied in our documents, our supreme law. See, they don't understand these things. So it's not that they're bad people. Many of them might come for the right reasons even. But until they are educated about America, until they jettison their former understanding and reject the tyrannical ways of the countries they've left and embrace the Christianity and embrace the freedom that America provides, you know what? No offense, but we don't want them voting and we don't really want them here. Now, if they come for the right reasons legally, and by the way, we need to shut the illegal door and open the immigration door to welcome those who want to come for the right reasons, that's fine. I'm not against those who want to live a better life, but we cannot assimilate a bunch of people who don't understand our culture, who don't commit themselves to the supreme law of our land, in other words, the rule of law. We can't have this infiltration because it really amounts to an intentional betrayal, Lowell.
And that leads into the second point that I want to highlight from this interview with Paul Craig Roberts. The interviewer asks him about inflation and about the economy in the foreseeable future, and here is Roberts' reply. Quote, the United States, despite my best efforts and the efforts of others for decades, has been destroyed by its ruling elites for the sake of short-term profits and short-term growth in power over the people. By offshoring its manufacturing jobs, the global corporations destroyed the American middle class and the ladders to upward mobility that had made America the opportunity society. As U.S. corporations produce the goods abroad that they market to Americans, the goods enter the U.S. as imports, and thus offshoring production for the home market worsens the trade deficit. The trade deficit has to be financed. There is no problem for the U.S. as long as the dollar is in demand as the reserve currency by all countries in order to pay for their international transactions. and countries with trade surpluses keep their monetary surpluses in U.S. Treasury bonds, thus financing both the U.S. trade and budget deficits. End of quote. Now, we get to the part that is really important, Sam. Quote, Washington, in an act of incredible stupidity, has driven a dagger through the heart of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, thus ending Washington's ability to pay its bills by printing money. The dagger was the Biden regime's Russian and other sanctions and a seizure of Russia's central bank deposit. This finally convinced the rest of the world that holding dollar balances exposed the country to the risk of expropriation or control by Washington. End quote. You see, Sam, actions have consequences. And because the Biden regime seized Russia's central bank deposits, the other countries around the world now have a very compelling, very relevant, and very timely reason to move away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So what's going to happen? Well, the demand for dollars will decline. The supply of dollars will rise because of our endless printing, right? And so the resultant value of the dollar will begin to vanish. I mean, it's already declining precipitously, but it will continue upon that precipitous decline towards the zero value, towards zero. That was the dagger, right? You freeze the assets, the dollar assets of these other countries, while other countries are not going to be so willing to buy their commodities with dollars. I mean, why would they do that? Why would they hold dollars if they stand in jeopardy of being seized or frozen by the U.S. regime, right? And, you know, I wouldn't want to be those countries out there depending on the dollar if the U.S. is going to just up and seize or freeze the dollars or seize the assets. Boy, you know, and so Roberts, he concludes his column with this sobering warning. Quote, sooner or later, the U.S. dollar's exchange value will fall, setting off high inflation in the U.S. that is outside the control of the central bank. American living standards will fall, and the U.S. will begin to look like India in 1900. The hatred of white people the Democrats have taught to blacks and immigrant invaders will result in internal war. End of quote. Well, he doesn't paint a very pretty picture, Sam. What do you think?
I think he's spot on correct. I think the petrodollar's days are over as they start to look for gold and other currencies to deal with oil. You know, the liquid gold days for America's backing are gone. I think countries across the globe are sick of the hegemony of the United States, thinking we're the world's cop or we're the king of the world and can mandate and can cajole and do whatever we want. You know, when we shut people down and, you know, hey, I'm not even here to take sides in the Russia-Ukraine debate. I know some people are just all about Russia. Others are all about Ukraine. I'm for neither. It's an affair we don't belong in. And literally seizing their currency because they decided to use petrodollars amounts to, in my opinion, a war crime. All right. And so it's got to stop. We've got to learn to stay out of these foreign entanglements. We've got to learn the more we abuse the world, the more blowback there's going to be. It's a CIA documented principle that Ron Paul highlighted very well. And I would say this, we cannot allow this to happen, folks. We cannot allow the Democrats to water down our elections by those who don't understand the principles of liberty. We cannot allow the United States to continue on this fiat currency bonanza. They're now debating raising the debt ceiling. They've raised the debt ceiling 144 times since 1944, and they're about to do it again and sell us out. That's the bad news. There is good news, though. Yeah, let's talk about Arkansas in seconds with Lil Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Senator Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, will announce his bid to be the GOP presidential nominee this morning. Scott on Fox News over the weekend.
The issues of restoring hope and creating opportunities and protecting America. To me, that means you're focusing on financial literacy and education. You're focusing on making sure that the American dream is alive and well for the next generation of Americans. To me, it's about winning over Americans to my brand of conservatism.
Back in March, the NAACP Florida State Conference voted to unanimously in favor, asked the NAACP Board of Directors to issue a travel advisory for the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis back then.
This is part of the reason why, you know, our country, you know, it goes through all these, we get involved in these stupid fights. This is a stunt to try to do that. It's a pure stunt.
Now the NAACP has officially put Florida on a travel advisory. NAACP Chairman Leon Russell lives in Tampa, Florida. We asked him on Twitter if he plans to move. A reply was not given at this time. NAACP President Derek Johnson says visiting Florida could put your life in danger.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas. The National Weather Service is reporting Tropical Storm Mawar has strengthened in the Pacific into a typhoon and was expected to make landfall Wednesday, bringing high winds and possible flooding to the Mariana Islands, including Guam. Mawar had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour as of early Monday local time, with gusts up to 95 miles per hour. This is USA News.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Liberty Roundtable, live on your internet radio this morning. This is Bull Nelson, a guest here with your host, Sam Bushman, a wonderful gentleman. It's been a pleasure of mine for years now to know Mr. Sam Bushman and his cadre of friends who put on these marvelous shows. We're talking this morning about a bit of good news out of Arkansas. Arkansas now recognizes gold and silver as legal tender. Yes, they've legalized the use of gold and silver coin there in the state of Arkansas. I learned this just Saturday night in a board of directors meeting of the United Precious Metals Association, UPM.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Are you not feeling yourself since getting the jab or the COVID? Are you feeling run down? Suffering from brain fog? Having trouble staying motivated? Or maybe you've packed on a few pounds since getting sick? You're not alone. Millions are suffering from vaccine injury or long-haul COVID issues. But there is great news. My friends over at Global Tech MD have the solutions. Their post-jab supplement package is a doctor-developed protocol to support optimal immune function and to help you start feeling yourself once again. It's time to take back your health. I trust my friends over at Global Tech MD, and you should too. Head on over to COVIDinjured.com and use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off of your first order of the COVID Health Bundle. Once again, head over to COVIDinjured.com. Use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off your first order. COVIDinjured.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1 verse 14, quote, "Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being," unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover," unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, "My sheep follow me," unquote, and, quote, "You do not believe because you are not."
All right. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Sorry for the internet outage. We'll try to get Lowell Nelson back here in just a second as well. You know, it seems like when we're talking about the most important subjects, do we have outages for some reason? Strange coincidence? I don't know. But we've been talking to Lowell Nelson about some incredible stuff. We talked about red flag laws, how horrible they are. Ron Paul wrote an incredible article. We talked about now Arkansas recognizes gold and silver as legal tender. It's huge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a huge news piece. In fact, they were able to get it passed in record time, which is really, really, really important as well. And we're talking about a legislative update that got sent to us featuring Arkansas, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. It's huge. But Arkansas, they pass it in record time, lol.
They sure did. 13 days, Sam. That truly is a record. I have never seen a legislature do something that fast on this particular topic ever. It's got to be a record. Within 2 weeks, this HB 1718, titled Arkansas Legal Tender Act, which officially recognizes gold and silver as legal tender, became law, right? Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed the bill into law just a week or two ago. And this really is great news, Sam. Arkansas now on a footing comparable to that of Utah and several other states that now recognize gold and silver coin as money, not as a commodity, not as an investment vehicle, but as actual money where you can spend it. And, you know, that's one of the missions of the UPMA, upma.org, is to make gold and silver, money again so that people spend it instead of the fiat currency that is so popular today. That's a big, big subject of each of our board members, is how to push gold and silver, making it more available, more highly usable, easier for vendors, easier for third-party businesses to use, for customers just to walk in, spend the gold, and walk out of there with the appropriate change or credit or whatever to make that happen. So
yeah, and I've been working with the Goldback people for a start on this. The Goldback people, I've had them on the radio with us a couple of times, and Larry Hilton and those guys and several others, Benjamin down there at Goldback and those folks at Alpine Gold Exchange and that kind of stuff. I've been working with them in depth, and I've got some Goldbacks in my hand, so they're pretty neat, and I think they're a start. And if you can get a UPMA account, then you can trade across the country. And some say it's not as good as the gold and silver in your hand. And my response is I agree 100%. However, it's a whole lot better than what we've been doing, and it's a step in the right direction. We've got to let good money chase out bad, Lowell.
Yeah, in fact, Mark Fincham, during the meeting, he said that he was talking to somebody and who said, if I had a choice between, you know, fake money and gold, well, hands down, I'd take the gold. And so, you know, people, given the choice, given the alternative, they will, you know, most of them, they'll take the gold, right? I mean, who would take fake money, right? Monopoly money, when you have a chance to take gold instead? Well, particularly in this hugely inflationary time in which we find ourselves, yeah, choosing gold, that's a simple choice. That's what I would do. That's what you would do. That's what a lot of people would do. And seeing this effort in Arkansas, making gold and silver, using gold and silver as money is just very, very encouraging, Sam. Unfortunately, the effort in Missouri met very stiff resistance from CBDC proponents, you know, the people that want central bank digital currency. And so it didn't happen in Missouri, but it did in Arkansas. You know, gold and silver now legal tender in the state of Arkansas. Sam?
I think it's huge, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we got to remember, you know, I know we all want it all at once. We want to just basically shut down the Federal Reserve and go straight to constitutional currency. And in the perfect world, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'd support it 100%, but we've learned from experience, Lowell, that it doesn't happen like that. Look, we've had a fiat fake money system for well over 100 years now, basically 110 years. And so, you know what? You can't get rid of it all at once. You've got to let good money chase out the bad money. And opening up competition so that that can occur is critical. And so, you know, when you use the gold back or when you use other barter or other exchange options or put your gold in a vault where, you know, you can use debit cards backed by gold or you know, gold backs backed by gold. It's not enough, right? It's not where the 100% would like to see, but it absolutely is in the right direction. If I put an ounce of gold in the vault or in my hand, and then I have some gold backs that I can trade with, and or I can credit and debit money between Sam and Lowell using this system, I'm not using the Federal Reserve at all. The more people that do that, the better. Remember, we got to incrementally take America back. I wish it would happen all at once, but it's not going to. It's going to be this incremental education that slowly but surely grows. And as you see the government literally locking people down like they're doing Russia now, eventually people are going to go, look, I don't want any part of that. Just like the countries are doing now, it'll be down to the individual level. And when that happens, you want to have something in place, Lowell.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said that the ground of liberty is to be gained by inches. And what I think he meant by that, Sam, is exactly what you've just said, that it's not going to happen overnight. It has to happen incrementally, step by step, inch by inch. We regain the ground of liberty, and, you know, here it's Arkansas, there it's Utah, then Missouri, then Tennessee, then Mississippi, and then Idaho. I mean, it's growing like wildfire, really. When you look at the last 100 years, it's only been in the last decade, really, that this movement has been reborn and is growing and now seems to be exploding, right? Because, you know, Utah came along in 2011 with its first bill and then refined it in 2012 and again in 2014 and continues to work hard. We got Texas out there with a depository trying to make a gold and silver where you can pay your gold, your taxes in gold and silver. We're working on that here in Utah as well. We've got good people in Wyoming. One of the members of the board of directors of the UPMA is a senator in the Wyoming legislature, and another fellow in the Idaho legislature. Just really wonderful gentlemen. And ladies too, doing great work on this issue around the country, Sam.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. People are emailing me saying, hey, I lost your radio show for a minute. That's right. Little outage, but have no fear. What we're going to do is just put the commercial break where that little outage was. And we're going to just rock and roll live going forward. So it's going to be just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many issues that we, the people, need to be engaged in. So many battlefronts, if you will. But the good news is Arkansas now joins the list of states that recognize gold and silver as legal tender. Man, that's amazing how we lost that over 100 plus years ago. And now, with good, honest, hard work from patriots, it is coming back. That's the good news. All right. Incredible.
Sam,
yes, sir.
Sam, let me remind our listeners of the 17 most important words in the U.S. Constitution. No state shall make anything but silver and gold coin a tender in payment of debt. End of quote, Sam. It's the most important words in the Constitution. And I just want to remind folks that this is nothing new. These states, they are they're resurrecting the Constitution. They're beginning to adhere to the Constitution as envisioned and written by the founders and as understood by those who ratified it. I mean, this is really great news. I just wanted to make sure that our listeners knew that those who founded this country did so with the understanding that no state shall make anything silver and gold coin a tender in payment of debt. Sam?
ladies and gentlemen, we also need to understand that the push to audit and end the Fed continues and is underway as well. So we keep an eye on that ball. Now, there's a new news organization. It's an online newspaper, if you will. IronCountyNews.org is the website. We talked a little bit about it from one of the people that follow that last hour. A lady was at the St. George City Council meeting and the County Commission meetings, saying that they're denying free speech there. The people are pushing back hard and justly so. But now there's a massive land grab, lol.
Well, the Biden administration is at it again, folks. A new executive order was drawn up earlier this year that will federalize another 1.2 million acres of land that extends east to the Grand Staircase and south to include most of the Grand Canyon. It also connects this land to two other monuments that other presidents have illegally passed. End of quote. Yeah, so I'm thinking what Obama did, right? I'm sorry, what Clinton did, right? Well, as of May 11th, Sam, the executive order, this particular one, has not been signed. This column that I read last night was written on May 12th, right? That 10 days ago. And then, but I did look at the list of executive orders last night, and still did not see this one. So as of right now, this executive order that would steal another 1.2 million acres of land from Utah and Arizona has not yet been signed. The author of the article I was reading here at this website, Iron County, what was it, Iron County News? Yes, IronCountyNews.org, said that, you know, this order, this executive order, that's going to affect a lot of people in Utah and neighboring states. Why? He says because the vast majority of beef consumed in these two states comes from an area known as the Arizona Strip, which falls within this 1.2 million acres. He says this, quote, there are roughly 300 ranchers that use this land for cattle production. There are also vast oil reserves under this land, as well as gold and copper. Recently, there was a vast reserve of uranium found, which is estimated to be worth several hundred trillion dollars. There are dozens of mines in the area, and nobody has said a peep about them. Fact is, very few people are even aware that these mines exist. Local communities and towns have used this land responsibly for well over 100 years. The government is taking this action under the deception that the tribal natives and nations want this land. Nothing could be further from the truth. The majority of people visiting and using this land are ranchers and local communities for firewood and other recreational activities. And I do want to continue this quote, Sam, but I just want to insert here the fact that the government seems to be pushing off the land, these ranchers, very similar to what they did in Nevada, right? I mean, what happened to the Bundy family, who, you know, one of about 50 ranchers in Nevada.
Yeah, the only two ranchers that really pushed back are the Bundys and the Wayne Haig family. We had Ramona Haig, the daughter of Wayne Haig, and Miss Chenoweth. Basically, she came and spoke with us at the CSPOA when we went to the National Press Corps, or National Press in Washington, D.C., and she spoke. And she basically said, look, the government was told by the judge to bring their wallet to court because they're going to have to pay because they were guilty of racketeering against the ranchers. And so she won a bunch of money. The problem is the government will never pay up, so she can't enforce it. And even though they promised her money and even though she won the case, she's losing the battle because they're starving their family for money. So it's a multi-generational battle, and there's only a couple of ranchers standing up and doing their best to stop it, lol.
Well, it happened to the Haigs, it happened to the Bundys, and how many of these 300 ranchers in this new tract of 1.2 million acres, how many of them are going to be put out of business, and how many of them will stand up for their right to use the land? I mean, that's a very open question at this point. If it if the same percentage is hold true in this tract of land as held true in Nevada, you know, 2 out of 50, that's 4%. 4% of 300 is going to be 12 ranchers that will stand up and fight against it. Well, they need help, folks. They need you and me talking to our county commissioners, talking to our legislators and letting them know that we don't want this to happen. We don't want this executive order to be honored, right? We don't want the state to recognize this executive order if it gets signed, you know, assuming that it gets signed, and it probably will. Then we need to ignore, we need to nullify this, right? America was born on the concept of nullification. This is in our blood, it's in our constitutional DNA, so to speak. And we need to stand against this, folks. And so let me just continue this quote here, finish out this, you know, this column. I don't know how much you covered in the previous hour, Sam, but it's not worth, I'm not opposed to revisiting a story that's very relevant and very important.
So we talked, just to be clear, we talked about that news service, but we didn't talk about this article specifically. So keep going. This is fantastic.
Okay, continuing the article then, quote, our mayor who owns land, okay, this is written by someone who attended the meeting, the city council meeting. He writes this, quote, our mayor who owns land in this area shared a story in our council meeting that a family tradition is every spring they take their kids and grandchildren to hunt for Indian arrowheads and small bits of gold to create a lasting memory of this land and instill in them respect for this land and what it provides for them. If this executive order is signed, Mayor Johnson and his family would be charged with a felony. Think about that for a minute. Teaching your children about this precious land and how to respect it. Soon it will be a felony to preserve as a family, the heritage this land has had since long before this was a state within our republic. Most of the ranchers using this land have title and deed to this area and have owned it for six generations or more. End of quote from this great article. You know, so you know what is the outlook here, folks? Well, it's not good. The government intends to force all cattle off of this 1.2 million acres of land. The author of the article continues and says, quote, they will void all titles and deeds, as well as all grazing permits and water rights and ownership they currently have now. They'll make it a felony to harvest wood or keep artifacts like Indian arrowheads or gold or anything else found on the land that it has in abundance. They will make it a felony to hunt on this land. Many families in this area depend on hunting to provide food to get through the winters. It will be a felony to use this land for any recreational activities. End of quote. So, I mean, that's the outlook, Sam, and it doesn't look good. This is what happened to us in Idaho in the late 1980s. The BLM used to charge us $1 a head to graze our cattle on the Forest Service and BLM land. And then it went to $10 a head, and then higher, and ultimately they refused to issue the permits at all. It drove, a lot of families out of business, the cattle ranching families. So, I don't know, Sam, it's time we need to stand up and exercise. We need to talk about the supremacy clause in the 10th Amendment, right, the state supremacy clause. It's time for us to nullify the unconstitutional acts of the federal government. Instead of talking about the Supremacy Clause in Article 6, Sam, we need to talk about the Supremacy Clause in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution.
And we need to look at Richard Mack's court case for guidance on that, one of the greatest 10th Amendment decisions ever rendered, cspoa.org for that. If ever there was a time for the nullification of unconstitutional edicts coming out of Washington, D.C., that time is now, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. Love you, brother.
We appreciate you and all that you do, sir. Your information is always riveting, timely, and critical for the American people. Thanks again, sir.
You're welcome.
Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Become part of the solution today, would you please? For Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, Scott Bradley, and the rest of the Liberty Roundtable team, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.